Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Gus Cambyte from West Valley College here in San Jose, California. I'm also checking my volume here on the little tablet. Looks to be okay. We're going to let you do a little warm-up here, and then we will jump right on in. Close it. And we do care. Let's make for the best performance ensemble experience as possible by closing the doors. There we go. All right, really nice warm-up piece. So I guess we're going to start off here now with quiet music. Just overall, I think this, the tone of the strings is very full and rich. And the only thing I might say is there's a couple intonation issues in the basses when they're not quite agreeing on the pitch. But that's one of those important, like they usually have the root of the chord, and so we got to make all four of those guys, well, and girls, get to the right position, the right finger, and make sure that they're awesome podium, agreeing on those low pitches. It's easy on the open string. Nice job, violas, here in the first four bars. I love the viola. Right into bar 11, I might retard a little bit and let it breathe, and then go into bar 11. This group is pretty good, and they'll be able to do a lot of, I think, more matured conducting concepts and let them follow you and make a little more out of it, I think. I think the next step also is we have a lot of nice vibrato going on in some of the cellos and some of the violins, but not all of them. And start making this group that every single player is equally engaged in the line, the tone, the vibrato, and the musicality of it. Slow down. a little softer on the bar 22, the second violin viola part. Kind of keep under the melody. Little first inversion, G chord to the 4. Ah, nice. Nice job on the C sharp and the 5 of 6. Transition to the 28. I heard the note change to the F sharp in the second violin pretty quick. I would have drawn that out a little more. This group is good. Let them get a little more of the drama of the music together, and they'll be ready to go, I'm telling you. I like the fact that everyone, there's obviously some really great teaching going on. All the violins are sitting up, got the scrolls up, all the basses, left hands look good. The basses all seem to be the right height, which is always a major problem. Most of the cellos seem to be all doing well as well. A little breath there before 42. A little split it. Da 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 dee 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 da da. Good dissonance in the second violins. That first cello. Sorry, 45, that G, F, was a little, not quite in tune. These are small points, obviously. And push to the end. There we go. Ah, that's exactly the kind of breath we wanted between 41 and 42. No, don't get there early. Really nice job on this piece. One of the things I like about the group is not just the tone and the pitch, but the maturity. Like I said earlier, with the musicianship aspect of it, it's a matter of having everybody... that's the biggest difference between you look at these... really, really great, great professional orchestras, and it's the fact that it's the last stand second violin is so excited about everything that every single person in the group is 110%. Their cellos. Did those pitches together in the downbeat. Boom. This is one of those things where we all need to feel the time better together. What I've done with my concert band on some of these sorts of pieces is I'll get them started and then I'll step off the podium. And I'll try to get them as a group to agree on the actual groove, the time, in jazz we call it the groove, but just get them to feel the pulse together. And a lot of times, you'd be surprised. we'll get it together rapidly. I think these cello bass notes happen, I didn't say it earlier, these long whole note type, the whole note thing, needs crescendo a little bit. That's one of those things where, I don't know, as a bass player at 35, I probably play it on the A string, and that way I could get some vibrato on it and get a little more momentum to the tone. Maybe, I don't know. I'd at least crescendo. Da, da, da. Nice contrasting section here. Da, 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 Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I think there's actually a little more bass. Dun, 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 boom, 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 boom. This is where that bass is getting muddy here at 63. Right there again. It's that B natural. It's looking at the fingers. I got a couple people that aren't. They're a little high. But that should be first position, first finger, or half position, second finger. And I got a couple people playing kind of between B and C. Excuse me. That's one of those spots where I was saying about it happens once in a while. You got four bass players, they all have to agree on the pitch. And in those spots that I'm talking about, I don't think, you know, the cellos aren't playing it. 45, 49. Yeah, 45 and 49 are the ones where the basses are by themselves in those Bs. That's one of those things where we could, you know, 29, 25. So that B natural comes up a lot, and that's one of those things we can fix pretty quickly with just making sure that we're in first position with that thumb in the right spot, so that middle, that low C is middle finger, and the B is first finger, and all getting that B together will help that little spot a lot. You guys sound fantastic. I hope you guys realize there's a lot of time left in the school year to even get better. But I tell my guys at the college is we need to get better even though we have nothing else really going on, so that next year we start at a higher level than we started this year. Thanks for coming to Music in the Park, and I hope you have a great time at Great America.